look at today's top headlines. The search continues for 3-year-old Camille McKinney. The Birmingham Police Department has released surveillance video from within the Tom Brown housing complex around the same time as Camille McKinney was reported missing in hopes of identifying two witnesses. In Macon County, authorities are investigating a double homicide. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says that a brother and sister were killed Sunday in Notasulga. The victims have been identified as William Guest Jr. and Sharon Guest. In Coosa County, authorities say a volunteer fireman was killed on duty. 45-year-old Michael Wayne Johnson with the Equality Fire Department was responding to a call when the truck he was driving left the road, struck an embankment, and then overturned on Coosa County Road 14. Johnson was ejected from his vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the wreck is still under investigation. And that's a look at today's top headlines. For these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Mandy McQueen.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-Hour Energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex Nasal Spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of 5 great prizes.
So, Victoria, we just drew your name this morning to win the $1,000 gift card to Select Stores in Eastdale Mall.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you answered, too.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
And speaking of the name game, the latest name in the name game for this week, Tiffany Peppers. Tiffany Peppers, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win the prize this week, which is a Crimson Tide cruise from February the 10th to the 15th out of New Orleans on the Carnival Valor with UA athletes and other well-known favorites for the Crimson Tide out there. So again, Tiffany Peppers, call 396-5477 for your chance to win this Crimson Tide cruise next year. Should be, well, that's a heck of a prize, especially for the Tide fans out there. To that I say, well, War Eagle, and hope somebody wins it who really loves it.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It was just a week ago the president decided to withdraw all U.S. troops from northern Syria. The Secretary of Defense said those troops are not returning to the U.S., but instead heading to Iraq to fight the same combatants they were fighting in Syria, ISIS.
Internal emails among Boeing company pilots shows there were concerns about the 737 MAX plane 2 years before a pair of deadly crashes.
The troops were training at Fort Stewart when their Bradley fighting vehicle rolled over into a body of water. Three soldiers were pronounced dead on the scene.
President Trump announcing on Twitter the upcoming G7 summit will no longer be held at his Florida resort.
Jane Fonda was arrested in Washington in an act of civil disobedience during a climate change protest outside the U.S. Capitol.
Coming in at number one, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, came in with $36 million. A little underperforming, I think, than what they were hoping for, but still was enough to take the weekend.
Me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom, Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 75 degrees outside. Stock market is up 66 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Did you have a good weekend, big guy?
I really did. Great week.
I tell you, I did it. The weather was a little weird. Football was unbelievable. I cannot believe LSU, Mississippi State, went into the locker room at halftime 0-0.
I know.
That was incredible. Then Georgia got a bad start with South Carolina, but Coach O had a little talk with them during the halftime. They came out swinging.
Well, the weather was messing up a lot of those games. I was happy to see Auburn put a thumping on Arkansas.
Yeah, Auburn was looking good, and Clemson dropped in the polls again. They're just not beating them bad enough, I guess. Georgia had a bad start. I mean, that was a really bad start out there. But it was some great football. The Illinois, the Fighting Illini, winning Washington on a field goal. I mean, I tape probably 18 hours worth of football games. And then I kind of go back and I'll see a score, see something, then I'll go back and pick that game up.
Is the latest poll out, latest rankings? Because I assumed Auburn would get back in the top 10.
Yeah, Auburn was in the top 10.
Okay, so now it'll be a top 10 matchup against LSU. That'll be great this upcoming Saturday.
That is going to be, I tell you, next Saturday is going to be a great weekend, where Clemson gets to beat up my alma mater, Wofford. which is why when they asked me, why don't you come and play? I went, are you kidding? We play Clemson. I'm not going to go be a sacrificial lamb for Clemson Tigers.
Well, you
there.
Might beat us on the football field and even take our dignity on the football field, but you'll never take away the Bulldog Dance.
There you go. Or the SA singing or song, fight song that we do. I just love it. Yeah. Football is always a fun event at Wofford. You'd be in maybe, say, for a quarter, then head to the house, as yeah. I would say. A lot going on here. We've got they've rescinded the G7 meeting at Doral, and which I think is a good move.
Right.
There's no reason to try to defend yourself when you're getting multiple stage attacks that are here. Lindsey Graham, talk about a change of tune.
I know. I was shocked when I saw this yesterday.
This was unbelievable. Let's listen to Lindsey Graham being interviewed by Maria Bartiromo on Syria. Wow, this is a big change here.
My next guest just spoke with President Trump last night about the objectives in Syria, Senator Lindsey Graham. Your reaction to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo?
One, it's a blessing to have him on the team. He's sort of the anchor tenant. General Milley is doing a great job. Ambassador Jeffries, who has the Syrian portfolio, is the best in the business. And, you know, we've got a really good team. The vice president did a terrific job. So let me tell you where I think we are. Withhold judgment as to what's going to happen in Syria until it's all in. I am increasingly optimistic that we can have some historic solutions in Syria that have eluded us for years if we play our cards right. I blame Erdogan for the invasion, not Trump. But here's what the president told me over the weekend. Here are our objectives. To make sure we have a demilitarized zone between Turkey and the Kurds. The Kurds were the allies who helped us defeat ISIS. They lost 10,000 soldiers. We've lost 8 in 4 years. God bless the 8. But it was the Kurds who did most of the fighting. Protect our NATO ally Turkey from elements of the Kurds that they considered to be terrorists. A demilitarized zone occupied by international forces, no Americans, but we provide air power. The president appreciates what the Kurds have done. He wants to make sure ISIS does not come back. I expect we will continue to partner with the Kurds in the eastern Syria to make sure ISIS does not reemerge. That is in our national security interest, and we owe it to the Kurds. The big thing for me is the oil fields. President Trump is thinking outside the box. I was so impressed with his thinking about the oil. Not only are we going to deny the oil fields falling into Iranian hands, I believe we're on the verge of a joint venture between us and the Syrian Democratic Forces who helped destroy ISIS and keep them destroyed to modernize the oil fields and make sure they get the revenue, not the Iranians, not Assad, and it can help pay for our small commitment in the future. And protecting Israel is the number one objective. We can do all of that with a very small force.
Senator,
I'm increasingly optimistic this could turn out very well.
Wow, now that's a change of heart there. I'm going to guess that in that discussion with the president, there was a general that was involved in it.
Yes.
That was telling Lindsey Graham the facts.
Yes.
Because Lindsey Graham would not have that kind of turnaround just because Trump said it. He had to have somebody that he felt really understood the mission, and they were going to see that the mission got carried out. So that just kind of seems like the way that that went down. But that's a major change, very positive change. And so Lindsey's going to continue on here, and he sees a path forward in Syria.
It could turn out very well. This is completely different than what you've been saying all week. You have been a staunch criticizer of the president's move to pull all the troops out of Syria. You said, in fact, on this program just 2 weeks ago, if we abandon the Kurds, ISIS is going to come back and that there's an attack on our allies. So you've changed your mind based on what you've heard from the president last night?
Yeah, I still believe that if we abandon the Kurds, nobody helps you in the future. They've lost 10,000 fighters to destroy the caliphate. But there are 15,000 or 20,000 ISIS fighters roaming around in Syria and Iraq. A small contingent of Americans providing air power and capability will keep ISIS at bay and keep the jails locked up, and ISIS fighters won't break out. What I heard from the president was a very play the ball as you lie is a concept in golf. Well, after Erdogan's invasion, things have gotten scrambled in Syria. But I see a way forward now that really, quite frankly, is historic. Historic security for Turkey, historic security for the Kurds, a plan to keep ISIS down and out forever, and a chance to keep the oil fields in the hands of our allies, not our enemies, would be a hell of an outcome. And I think that's now possible.
Possible. I'm sorry for the cut there. Maria jumps right back in. Let me go to a break. Dan Marshall will be back right after this.
93.1 FM. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Monday.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
This is really weird weather. You know, the high today is going to be 80 degrees. Mm. And we've been going, last week was just spectacular as far as the temperature, kind of cool. Afternoons and cold nights.
Well, with more moisture in the air, too. It's just, I mean, that rain almost felt like a tropical rain. It was just incessant.
Well, because that was a tropical storm coming into the panhandle out there. It was really something. So let me stay with Lindsey Graham here. Lindsey's going to be talking about troops going into Saudi Arabia, but he's going to put the tie of that back to Syria. Listen in.
Let me ask you, Senator, the president says that he wants the troops home. He doesn't want wars. The American people, much of them, agree with him. Why are we sending troops to Saudi Arabia then?
Well, because Saudi Arabia is an ally and Iran's an enemy, and Iran's the biggest state sponsor of terrorism on the planet. They're trying to build a nuclear weapon. They're liars. They murdered their own people. They dismembered Lebanon and Yemen and on and on and on. They got American blood on their hand. They attacked the largest oil field in the world in Saudi Arabia. And it's in our interest to make sure that oil field is protected and the world's economy doesn't plunge because of misadventures of Iran. That's why what President Trump is proposing in Syria, a joint venture dealing with the southern oil fields in Syria between our allies, the Kurds and the Arabs who helped us destroy ISIS, is a historic change that could pay dividends for the region, and quite frankly, we could generate revenue to pay for our commitment in Syria, something we haven't been able to do. So the bottom line here is you got to play the ball where it lies, and if President Trump fulfills the objectives he laid out to me, then I think we can end Syria successfully. And God bless all those who have fought to destroy ISIS.
Okay, so we're going to have troops in Saudi Arabia. We're going to have troops that are going to be moved over into Iraq also. Both places you can get to Syria rather quickly and respond to any problems that are there. That may be a good tactical decision. They need to be very careful about when they're talking about Saudi Arabia paying for U.S. troops, because it does sound like most mercenary soldiers, and that could be a very bad optic thing for Trump to have to go through. The Dems are just, and it's back to, you know, what has Trump done wrong today? And that is their strict drumbeat. Everything, I was stunned. I was just, it was amazing to me. Every Democrat that got up talking about the Mulvaney confession and talked about how bad it was of the Syria situation, and that we abandoned the Kurds, and it was just, you know, where in the hell were they when all this stuff was going on? Or vote from the floor if you're so big on this thing. Vote for war powers right there in Syria. I mean, put your money where your mouth is. Stop complaining and kind of get with the game here. Now, Lindsey Graham's going to be talking about the Hillary Clinton emails, the IG report in Ukraine, which is, understanding, is taking a whole nother dimension here.
Because we got news this week that the State Department concluded its investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's private email usage. They've determined nearly 40 people committed violations. Are you going to be bringing anybody down to question testimonies to find out what went on here? People would like accountability, and it seems like we never get any with the Clinton machine. Ditto for the IG report that's pending, and whether or not you're going to do a deep dive into the origins of the Russia probe.
Well, there's two questions there, and they're two good ones. In terms of the email report, that would have to go to the Foreign Relations Committee that has jurisdiction over the State Department. I would imagine that Chairman Risch would have a hearing about that. How did they abuse the rules? And I promise you, I keep saying this, as soon as Horowitz is done with his review of the FISA warrant application, the counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign, we'll have a hearing in public with Horowitz, and we'll call a bunch of witnesses. As to the corruption in Ukraine, I want your listeners to understand that I think Ukraine was involved in the 2016 election. I think they were trying to hurt Trump. They may have been working with the Democrats. And I want somebody to look at Ukraine involvement in our 2016 election like Mueller looked at the Russian involvement. That has yet to be done, and it needs to be done.
You want a special counsel?
I've been calling one for a year, but if Durham is doing it, I'm okay. But I'm going to write a letter to Barr. I want him to tell me that, yes, we're looking at the allegations regarding Ukrainian interference in our 2016 election. Manafort, who was the president's campaign manager for a relatively short period of time, worked in the Ukraine, and I think people are out to get him. But the political article is very disturbing, where DNC members went to the Ukrainian embassy to find dirt.
Right.
So the bottom line, I hope we look at Ukrainian corruption, and I'd like to call the prosecutor into the United States and have him testify, the one that Biden had fired. Isn't it kind of odd,
Senator,
that the only person that Biden wanted fired was the one investigating his son?
The Ukraine is about to take on a whole new, different importance here.
Good.
I think that there's about to be some stuff that's going to come out that is going to put some linkage to this whole thing, particularly the Paul Manafort stuff. Now, the question is that going to be on the Durham side of the ledger, or is that going to be on a release to the press side of the ledger? It'd be better if it was Durham, and Durham was actually doing it. But what they can't keep the wolves at bay much longer on this whole thing, because this is going to start taking a life of its own. If they can prove some linkage, then this whole thing goes away. Biden goes away. Biden literally goes away politically. And this whole criticism, the linchpin in this thing is the Ukraine and showing involvement in 2016 election. You can't sit there and say, we're going to look at Russia's involvement with the Trump campaign and not find anything, and not have some evidence that if it appears that Ukraine had involvement in the 2016 campaign against Trump, Paul Manafort, which was mentioned. We mentioned the Black Ledger, and that came out of political circles out of the UK, released it. That was UK interfering with getting dirt on the Trump campaign. Now, Lindsey Graham's going to stay with Ukraine here.
You said that you want to question the former prosecutor of Ukraine. Just to be clear, this is the prosecutor that Joe Biden got fired.
I want to know what happened. I want somebody to look at interference by Ukraine into the 2016 election like Mueller looked at Russia. I'm hoping that's being done. If it's not being done, it should be done. I'd like to do it outside of politics. And I find it odd that the only person that Biden wanted fired was the prosecutor. Maybe is corrupt, but clearly he was looking at the boards that Hunter Biden was serving on. If it'd been a Republican to pull this shenanigans, it'd be all over the news. So I'm not going to give up on the idea that both sides need to be looked at. Trump's been looked at. Now it's the Democrats' turn.
That's interesting. I'm not wild about Burr. I'm not sure Burr with the Intelligence Committee would do something, but I think the Judicial Committee looking at some of this stuff would be very interesting, and Lindsey Graham's the right guy for the job for that. I wish Burr were a lot more aggressive than he is. He is the guy that's the chairman of the Senate Intel Committee. He's just not aggressive enough for me. Dan Marshall will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Left Crown Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe some.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service, Tire City.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a lot of cleaning up to do after a tornado strike in Dallas. Mayor Eric Johnson.
It went across a pretty densely populated part of our city. I think we should consider ourselves very fortunate that we did not lose any lives, no fatalities, and no serious injuries in last night's storms.
He says crews are still out assessing damage and that people should be careful driving around with a lot of stoplights out. Instead of a trial starting today, there's a settlement in the first federal lawsuit over opioid addiction.
Three big drug distributors and a big drug maker have reached a $260 million deal, joining other drug makers that have previously settled an opioid-related lawsuit brought by two Ohio counties, Cuyahoga and Summit, leaving Walgreens as the only defendant.
It's Fox's Jeff Manasso. If there's no settlement with Walgreens, a new trial date will be set. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the cruise that never ends at Caravita Village Senior Living. Semi-private suites from $13.99 and private suites for $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
More weather changes fast approaching as a strong cold front sweeps across the state later on today and tonight. Increasing clouds, warm day, high 81. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later on this afternoon, this evening, and the overnight hours tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts. Our weather app will instantly alert you for a warning for your location. Get it in the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow, cloudy early, clearing later. Breezy, cooler, 72 for a high. Jacket weather Tuesday and Wednesday night. We're back in the 40s, and more rain at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Ah, yes, my Will's Up song. Rocking song. I love this thing. Did you hear that AOC endorsed Bernie Sanders?
I did. What a surprise.
At a 25,000-person rally.
It was in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah,
well, both their stomping grounds.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when you have a base to pull from of 8 million, you can 25,000, I guess, isn't that big of a deal out there.
I think that's actually, like, if you're, say, Pete Buttigieg, as Trump has said, I don't think you want that kiss of death that is the squad's endorsement.
Yeah, because what's happening is, and we have Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton reared her ugly head again on the Tulsi Gabbard thing. That was, like, wacko crazy. So this is AOC endorses Bernie. This is on CBS. Listen in.
Senator Bernie Sanders is getting a major boost to his presidential campaign after his heart attack nearly 3 weeks ago. The prominent left-wing congresswoman, that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, endorsed him in front of more than 25,000 people at a weekend rally in New York City. That's the largest rally for any Democratic candidate so far. CBS News' Nicole Killian spoke with them in their first joint network interview right after that announcement. Ocasio-Cortez explained her endorsement, and Sanders addressed his health problems.
What do you say to people who look at what happened with regard to your heart attack, look at the fact that you're the oldest candidate in the race, and wonder if you have the stamina for 4 years in office?
Well, what I say is you look at the totality of a candidate. This is a record based on 30 and 40 years of fighting for the working families of this country. That's my record.
Congresswoman, I know when the senator was in the hospital in Nevada, you called him.
I did, yeah. Senator,
is that when you offered your endorsement?
Yes.
Why in that moment?
I think it was a gut check for me. You know, it was a real gut check, and it's saying, and by the way, neither me nor the senator cannot do this by ourselves.
We cannot do it by ourselves, so we need to do it together. This actually is, an interesting move for AOC here, because Bernie loses in 2020. Bernie isn't around anymore.
Right. And she can claim, I wasn't the one who stabbed him.
Yeah. And to wear the pure socialist mantle.
Yes.
And she can kind of try to capture all those Bernie people. Here's a question. Would Bernie's turn over his names over to AOC and Bernie be her biggest fundraiser? I'm not sure if Bernie could let go of that. So she's what, 20? She's 26 now?
No, she's 29.
29. So she's she'd still be... No, she'd be presidential age in 2024.
Yeah, you're very close.
You just have to be...
you have to be 35.
You have to be 35 on the day you're inaugurated, not when you run.
Okay. Yeah, she'd be right there. You think she's going to try to run at that young of age?
I think that, depending on what happens with her in her 2020 election, she's got a Democrat opponent. She has a Republican opponent. I'm not sure the Republican opponent could do anything here. But people may kind of vote with their... They might vote their conscience here and think that she's a little too out of the norm. But if she ties herself with Bernie and can kind of tap into that Bernie machine and say, my job is I'm going to carry that message across the United States. And she would be kind of like a little rock star going around to key places.
I will say, I see fracturing in the so-called socialist, the Democratic Socialist Movement. Because, and my analog is Ron Paul. Ron Paul got a lot of libertarians. That's not what brought me personally libertarianism, but I learned to respect Ron. But as Ron Paul retired from Congress and after his last failed presidential bid, a lot of people were jumping on the Ron Paul bandwagon going, I'm the one carrying the mantle. Is it his son, Rand Paul, or is it more so-called pure libertarians? And what it did is fracture the Ron Paul movement in a lot of ways. Not the ideals, but who's actually running the show, because you do need that person, that personality. So I think it's same thing's going to happen with Bernie when he gets out of the game doing it full-time. I think there are going to be people like AOC, but others within that so-called socialist camp that would be claiming, oh, I'm the new leader. It should be interesting to watch.
And the question will be, will Bernie exit stage left? And Bernie, I think his ego is such that he probably didn't want to exit stage left. Notice I said stage left. Let's, second part of this is kind of funny, talking about Bernie's the old white guy. Listen.
As a woman of color, why back an old white guy? And is this the future of the party?
I'm actually very excited about this partnership because it shows what we have to do in our country, is that we have to come together across race, across gender, across generation.
Did you meet with other candidates before making your decision?
I did, yes.
Senator Warren?
Yes.
What was that conversation like?
You know, I think she's a fabulous candidate, and so frankly, Senator Sanders, Senator Warren, and myself are all on the same team in the party.
If you are the nominee, Senator, would you consider the Congresswoman as your running mate?
Well, I think I'm too young for that.
There you go. She's excellent.
Would you work in a Sanders administration, a Sanders White House?
Yes, you would.
Well, I guess I know you asked.
She was very playful during the thing. She really played the crowd really well. I mean, she had a great stage appearance that was there. She learned how to pause for the applause, let the applause kind of go through, and then she would get back. She'd look at the crowd, let them kind of die down, then pick back up at the stage. She was good. She's obviously has a very nice stage presence here.
Well, especially when it's with her people, her friendly crowd, and they can just let it all out.
The interesting thing is Fox did kind of a covering it, and they did on-site interviews with people asking them why they're supporting Bernie. And it was pretty remarkable, some of the things that they were saying.
Well, I think, I can't remember the exact name of the organization, but it's like the Socialist Democratic Socialists of America, I think it is DSA. They were down to like a few thousand people who were actual like card-carrying members of their organization in the 90s.
Have they kind of popped up now?
Yeah, after Bernie surged, especially the last election cycle in 2015-2016, they're in the tens of thousands of card-carrying members, I believe, and it's all due to Bernie Sanders. So there's a lot of support for him for just what he's done for their movement.
It's going to be interesting to watch how this kind of plays out here, without a doubt. Byron York, talking about the Tulsi Gabbard situation with Hillary Clinton, where Hillary Clinton basically referred to her as an asset, called Jill Stein a Russian asset, straight up. HRC is kind of delusional this time of the year, you know? Let's listen in.
Tulsi Gabbard firing back. She says Hillary Clinton is smearing her as payback for supporting Bernie Sanders back in 2016 after Clinton suggested that Congresswoman Gabbard was a, quote, Russian asset. Let's bring in Byron York. So what do you think's going on here?
Well, this is actually kind of stunning news when Hillary Clinton did this. We've had 3 years of some Democrats accusing President Trump without evidence of being a Russian asset. And now you have one of the most prominent Democrats in the country, Hillary Clinton is still a very big deal in the party, accusing a fellow Democrat without evidence of being a Russian asset. And now you just heard Tulsi Gabbard suggesting it's payback for Gabbard having supported Bernie Sanders in that really rather bitter primary fight in 2016. But whatever the reason, it's really an extraordinary development in Democratic politics.
Here's Hillary Clinton in her own words on that podcast with a former Obama advisor, where she does not name Gabbard by name, but here she is.
I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians.
It's one thing to ask what's going on here. It's another to ask, why would Hillary Clinton be getting so involved, Byron?
Well, a Hillary Clinton aide later confirmed that she was referring to Tulsi Gabbard. There's a certainly one obvious reason, which is that a number of Democrats are quite afraid of a third-party candidacy on the left, because if the 2020 election is very, very close, a third-party candidacy on the left or the right could tip it tip the election toward the other side. There's clear worries about that. And also, Gabbard is making some inroads in the Democratic primary. This new poll that we've just gotten in Iowa shows her at 3%, which is not a huge deal, but it's tied for fifth there. It is in the upper echelons, actually, of the Democratic race in Iowa. Some people are listening to her.
Interesting, on that podcast, that was David Plouffe, who is Obama's campaign manager. The fact that he didn't respond to that, it was amazing to me.
And I found this earlier today. You remember Evan McMullen? It's actually who Lindsey Graham voted for in 2016.
Yes.
The bald guy from Utah.
Yeah.
He came out and seconded what Hillary Clinton said, saying, yeah, every time you listen to Tulsi open her mouth, you know she's helping the Russians. And that's the part of this. I already did my rant for the day. But I just don't like when honest foreign policy disagreements have now descended into the depths of you're just a Russian asset, not that we just disagree on the role of U.S. military abroad.
It's absolutely amazing. Now Byron's going to be talking about Mayor Pete is kind of asked about Tulsi and then talk about Tulsi's voting record, which is interesting.
Pete Buttigieg is one of her 2020 contenders, Tulsi Gabbard's that is. He seems to be speaking out in defense of Tulsi Gabbard on what's happening here on the Sunday shows over the weekend. Here's Buttigieg.
I'd prefer to have the conversation be about policy, about what we're going to do and about how American lives are going to be different. When it comes to any of my Democratic competitors, that's my focus.
Right, but do you think Tulsi Gabbard's a Russian asset?
So I don't know what the basis is for that.
And, well, I don't either.
I consider her to be a competitor.
By the way, if you want to point out loyalty to party, as a member of Congress, Byron, I know you've looked at her voting record.
I did. You know, Tulsi Gabbard is a Democrat. She's a member of Congress. She has a voting record. And a liberal group, Americans for Democratic Action, rates members on their voting record. And in 2017 gave Tulsi Gabbard a 95 out of 100 voting record. That is, by the way, the same rating as Nancy Pelosi. She is a strong Democrat running in the Democratic primary. And I think what was remarkable about that quote from Pete Buttigieg you just played is that he declined to defend her against the charge of being a Russian asset.
Well, that was funny.
He declined to forcibly defend her. He also declined to agree with Hillary. Because just hearing Tapper ask that question made me want to laugh. Is she a Russian asset? Oh, my Lord.
It is. This lady is like just off the board. And the Democrats that are out there, whether it's Donna Brazile or whoever, they're saying, yeah, well, Jill Stein has the same Russian bots that Donald Trump had. And Tulsi Gabbard has the same ones that Jill Stein had.
Says the folks that have NBC, CBS, ABC, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all they in their back pocket. But a few Russian bots on Twitter—that's really going to sway.
Oh yeah, that's the game changer right there. That's how you win elections. If you can pull that Catherine Herridge piece up, because we're going to play it when we come back after the break. But I want to play this from Byron York about the HRC Hillary Clinton fake letter, and she's now become the Trump impeachment troll.
Byron, enter into the picture in the middle of all of this. This tweet by Hillary Clinton, found in the archives, where she decided to mock President Trump's letter to Turkey's Erdogan with this fake JFK letter to Khrushchev. How does that going over this morning, Byron?
Well, look, there was a lot of mockery, certainly on the Democratic side, of the wording, the style of President Trump's letter to President Erdogan. Mm-hmm. A lot of mockery of that. I think what this may show is that Hillary Clinton may be entering a new phase of her career, which is as chief Trump troll. It's interesting that she is saying a lot about this primary. Some failed candidates from the past try to just stay out of it as their party picks a new candidate to run against the president. But she appears to be getting ready to be very vocal in this 2020 season.
Oh, boy, that just makes me look forward to it even more now. Unbelievable. But she actually created a fake letter.
Yeah, I read it. It's ridiculous. And
did you read it on there?
No.
It's just unbelievable what these folks will go to in the, quote, parody world here. It's unreal. Let's go to a break. Dan Mar Show and come back right after this.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. I'm going to try to read this letter, this fake letter. It's found in the archives, October 16, 1962. Remember, it was the missiles of October. Don't be such a male body part, okay? Get your missiles out of Cuba. Everybody will say, yay, Khrushchev, you're the best. But if you don't, everybody will be like, what an A-H. She actually wrote the word out. And call your garbage country the Soviet bullion. You're really busting my male body parts here. Give you a jingle later. Hugs, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Unbelievable.
Was that a Chardonnay idea on the part of...
I think that was a Chardonnay moment that she had.
Don't tweet drunk, Hillary.
Or just don't tweet. Hillary is just, she's a piece of work without a doubt. Let me do this. Let me finish up with Byron York talking about the Andy Biggs resolution, which basically is going to condemn Adam Schiff for the way he's handling things. As you're going to hear, well, Byron York will tell you where he thinks this is going to go.
Andy Biggie tweeted this out. 173 members of Congress now co-sponsor my motion to condemn and censure Adam Schiff. A vote on my motion expected Monday night. Where do you think this all goes, or is this just simply a symbolic move, Byron?
Well, I think it goes nowhere. I mean, Republicans are the minority in the House of Representatives, and certainly they had a legitimate complaint against Representative Schiff for the way he had sort of misread or misstated the facts in one of his hearings. But the fact is this has become kind of a generalized protest against the way Schiff is handling the impeachment investigation, and it's not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere. And he's right. It's very symbolic, and I like Andy Biggs, but they're trying to get the point across that Adam Schiff is just kind of doing his own thing, his own way. They need to be much more forceful than the way they're doing it. Tim Jordan was on this morning, and he was good, but some of these other folks just are not getting it done, as they would say. Let's do this. Let me... go to Catherine here. We had the HRC email investigation of the State Department just wrapped up. They found all sorts of violations that were there. Let's listen in to Catherine Harris talking about it.
We're learning new information tonight about who's being blamed for the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Harris has details on that tonight. Good evening, Catherine.
Well, thank you, Brett. Late today, the State Department delivered this 9-page report to Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, confirming its investigation into the mishandling of classified information on Hillary Clinton's personal email server for government business was complete. The State Department review found that 38 people were responsible for 91 security violations, and protocols for safeguarding classified materials were violated another 497 times. The State Department found then Secretary of State Clinton's use of a personal server increased the risk of security compromises, but found no persuasive evidence classified information was deliberately mishandled. A source familiar with the review told Fox News that it's not clear individuals were administratively punished because with the passage of 4 years, many of the employees were no longer working for the government and out of the government's reach, Brett.
Another story today, Catherine, a State Department official's congressional interview seems to be catching some people off guard.
Well, Brett, President Trump pounced on the revelation that a diplomat warned about the Hunter Biden appointment 4 years ago. During his closed-door deposition Tuesday, sources tell Fox that senior State Department official George Kent said he was so concerned about Hunter Biden's board position with a Ukrainian company that he went to his father's office, but the issue went nowhere. As the Obama administration urged Ukraine to avoid conflicts of interest, Kent told congressional investigators that he believed Hunter Biden's position with the Ukrainian energy firm Burisma sent the wrong message. Kent went further, saying Ukrainian officials probably concluded that working through Hunter Biden would gain favor with then-Vice President Joe Biden, his influential father. President Trump called the testimony harsh.
He excoriated the Obama administration and Joe Biden and Joe Biden's son, saying that has tremendous problems with Joe Biden's son and the Ukraine.
Through separate reporting, Fox News also confirmed the former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, told congressional investigators that Burisma was notorious for a history of corruption and being investigated for money laundering. Asked why the Ukraine energy firm would bring in Hunter Biden, Volker said the firm was, quote, looking to spruce up its image by having prominent named people on its board. The Biden campaign responded to the Kent testimony, quote, Donald Trump's unprecedentedly corrupt administration is melting down because of the scandal he touched off by trying to get Ukraine to lie about Joe Biden. On Joe Biden's watch, the U.S. made eradicating corruption a centerpiece of our policies towards Ukraine. On Tuesday, Hunter Biden told ABC News he has done nothing illegal.
Did I make a mistake? Well, maybe in the grand scheme of things, yeah. But did I make a mistake based upon some unethical lapse? Absolutely not.
This week has been very intense in terms of these depositions. We've had more than 30 hours behind closed doors, and next week we could be looking at another 5 witnesses, Brett.
Out of news. Catherine, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, several things in that. Number one, HRC emails and the violations, up to 500 that were there. Of course, nothing's going to happen to anybody. But the media, ABC, NBC, and CBS aren't even mentioning that.
Shocking.
And then you have this ambassador who went to the Biden vice presidential staff and said, I think we've got a problem here. And they blew him off. And media is not talking about that at all. And you'll hear the Jim Jordans and the Mark Meadows and other people kind of talk about it because it's seen. I bet Adam Schiff had to kind of clean his pants out right when he said that. You're like, what? And they're saying that he tried to steer him back into. Now, you didn't see anything that was wrong with that, or you didn't see any laws that were broken, but he basically said, felt it had bad optics to it. So that's where, and this is going to be a death by a thousand cuts here. And Iowa's going to be a great place to watch. We have some polling that just came out. You have Biden and Elizabeth Warren in Iowa neck and neck now. Not New Hampshire, the state that she's adjacent to, but this is Iowa. Iowa is a great bellwether to see if somebody's going to get launched out there because Iowa loves to make people kind of get them up in the polls and get them going. They went for George Bush over Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan had some history in Iowa, but then we won it back in New Hampshire, and then we won everything else from there, particularly when we... went down to Florida, and George Bush had some of the biggest honchos down in Florida, some of the wealthiest people, and we beat them like a drum. Same thing in South Carolina, thanks to the good work of Lee Atwater, did both of those states. News 93.1, Dan Marsh Show, we're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
The Dan Morris Show.
Generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away?
Generation.
Don't try and dig what we all say. Big sensation.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. About the troop withdrawal from northern Syria, President Trump says we never agreed to protect the Kurds there from Turkey forever.
Where is an agreement that said we have to stay in the Middle East for the rest of humanity, for the rest of civilization?
The president at a meeting with his cabinet. Meantime, fewer American troops, we're now told, are in Afghanistan.
The head of U.S. forces in Afghanistan says 2,000 American troops have been pulled out of the country in the past year.
Unbeknownst to the public, as part of our optimization.
Army General Scotty Miller spoke to reporters in Kabul alongside Defense Secretary Mark Esper. 12,000 U.S. troops are now deployed to Afghanistan.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. The Dallas mayor, Eric Johnson, says they're lucky nobody was killed or seriously hurt in last night's tornado, but there is a lot of damage.
We have a strong city, a resilient city, and we're going to get